Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. What would you do if you knew that you would die tomorrow? John chapter 13 begins, it was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. That Maundy Thursday, the first disciples found themselves served by the Son of God. Jesus knew that he was going to die tomorrow. And what did he do? He showed his love by acting like a household slave and washing the disciples' feet. But Peter, famously, wasn't having it. Peter in charge here, I'll choose how I relate to you, Jesus. We might say that Peter was an individualist. A good-hearted individualist, but still someone who wanted his will, not God's, to be done. Jesus challenged Peter's individual judgment, and today God challenges you and me. Do you choose how you will relate to me? And if you think you can relate to me in any old way you choose, is that how you will relate to each other? This is the most challenging time in today's sermon. Listen to the Bible. Jesus came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, you do not realize what I'm doing now, but later on you will understand. No, said Peter, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. In America, many people think of churches as voluntary associations of autonomous individuals. Individuals come together as a church if they want, and they do what they want. It's interesting, our modern understanding of the individual is relatively recent in the long scope of history, going back only to about the 19th century. This kind of individualism says you can do what best suits your interests and express yourself any way you want. You're free to find the true you. Jesus speaks and acts against this do-your-own-thing individualism. Again, he said to Peter, and he would say to anyone with ears, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Our life together as church is not a voluntary association of independent individuals. It's not for us to decide how we relate to Jesus or each other. Jesus says, "You did not choose me. I chose you." At this, Peter backed off. This had happened before in his relationship with Jesus. By now, Peter knew when he had stepped in it. So he says, "Then, Lord, not just my feet, but my head and my hands as well. Wash it all." And Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. The whole body is clean, and you are clean." By washing their feet, Jesus was giving the disciples a sign. They were cleansed. We are cleansed by His coming, His passion, His death for us, His resurrection, and going back to the Father, and by the cleansing work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Your baptism has cleansed you. As Jesus said, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. The words of Jesus that you are hearing cleanse you. Jesus said, "My words are spirit, and they are life." And the meal we will shortly receive, the supper of our Lord, is our cleansing. Jesus invites us. "I am the bread of life," he says. "He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never thirst." Maundy Thursday, this remembrance that we are doing of our Lord, helps us find ourselves. What God does at his table makes us who we are. Our sitting together to hear Jesus' words, our gathering at his table, is a visible sign that our life together is not autonomous individuals who voluntarily come to church, but we are made one body. People washed by our servant Savior. Social commentator Robert Bella once wrote, and I quote, "We find ourselves not independently of other people and institutions, but through them. We never get to the bottom of ourselves on our own. We discover who we are face to face and side by side with others who work and love and learn with us. All our activity goes on in relationships, groups, associations, and communities ordered by institutional structures, interpreted by cultural patterns of meaning. We are parts of a large whole that we can never forget, nor imagine in our own image, without paying a high price." A few centuries ago, Martin Luther made a similar point when he wrote, "The Lord's Supper suggests and kindles fellowship. Just as grains of wheat are kneaded together and assume one form in the bread, and just as grapes are pressed down and in the pressing give up their individual shapes to become one, so Christians should become one." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." This Maundy Thursday, our loving God helps us find ourselves once again. People who have been washed. People who have been loved. A community with no greater aspiration than to follow Jesus in loving service to others. One bread, one cup, one body, we, rejoicing in our unity, proclaim your love until you come to bring your scattered loved ones home. In Jesus' name, amen.